We've been working on music. Music is something that is, first of all, the most available that it's ever been in the history of the world. People were never zocha at any moment of the day to be listening to music. At every point, at every moment, a person can have headphones on, can be listening to the most beautiful music, or maybe the not most beautiful music. But it's really incredible. And it's incredible how much it's used. It's used in advertising. It's used in sitcoms, in movies. And it is something that has a tremendous hold on us. And the reason we said last week is that music attaches us. Shiru loy, zamru loy, sichu b'chol nefloisav. We sing towards Hashem. We're mezamer towards Hashem. Whenever you sing, you have to sing towards something. There's no such thing as singing not to anything. You need to direct it. That's why the vast majority of real songs are love songs. Or, you know, songs that have to do with at least connecting to a woman on some level. Even Shir HaShirim, which is Kodesh Kedoshim. Chazal wanted to get rid of Shir HaShirim. And Rabbi Akiva came in the Mishnah in Yadayim and says, Chas V'Sholom. Every Shir is Kodesh. Shir HaShirim is Kodesh Kedoshim. Because Shir HaShirim is us singing to Hashem as if someone's totally lovesick. Ki cholas ava ani. Singing is towards. And in reality, according to Chazal, singing makes you happy. Even though we're going to discuss maybe next week how singing can make you kill, how singing can make you rip off your shirt, how singing can make you go like this. I don't want to lose my yarmulke, so I'm doing it softer than usual, right? And it has a tremendous effect on us. But Shira is usually, at least in the Torah, entirely associated with Simcha. Entirely. Singing makes a person happy. And we find that a person could be in a really bad mood, and he hears a niggun, and he's happy. In fact, the Ramban writes in Shorashim that just like there's a mitzvah to eat meat on Yontif and drink wine, which we know make us happy. The Ramban learns in the Bahag that there's a kiyum in Simchas Yontif of becoming happy through song. Song gets us into it, right? Now we have to understand how this works, because song has tremendous power to make people happy. Elisha the Navi was angry. Chazal tell us, as the Pasuk says, Menagin al Akinor, all of a sudden he hears a song, and he's so calm, he's ready to get prophecy. What is going on over here? Why is music able to do this? This is something that if we understand it, the lumdus of music, we will become deeper people. I love this sugya because it is so deep, and it's something that happens with us all the time. All the time, but it's something that if we understand what's happening to us, why we become so happy for music, we'll understand more about how we pick the music we listen to. So let's start slow. The Radak. The Radak says that the word shir, which is song, in his book on Shorashim, Roots of Words, says that that's the concept of a circle. Earrings are called shirai. A circle is music. Music is a circle. What does that mean? Music's a circle? Yes. Music is a circle. Every musical structure, without fail, if it's music, and next week we'll talk about music that's not music, but this week we're talking about music that actually is music. Music follows a pattern. There's a beginning. There's an end. Many times, almost always, there's a low in the beginning and a high and then a return. Everything comes full circle in a song. You hear something, you don't know where it's going, and then it comes full circle. In fact, if you really know yourselves well, this is a fascinating thing. If someone wants to get a PhD in music, there's nobody, I believe, who ever enjoys a song the first time. You're intrigued by a song the first time you hear it, but you don't enjoy it. You're just like, what is this? Why? Because you don't know where the song is going. If you don't know where a song is going, you can't have the simcha of music. When we start a low part in a niggun, in Shalosh Shuddos, right? Why do people get excited? Because the high part is coming. And actually, when you start the low part, you're getting ready for the high. Which means you see the whole picture. You hear everything. The entire song is there for you. It's an entire circle. Everything is coming full circle. And it's different than a picture. A picture, you see everything, but it's just in front of you. You don't have to put pieces together. In a song, the way the ears work, this is very deep, I was makabel this from Arabic. When you hear something, you only hear one chord at a time, right? So if you would freeze frame each chord, none of them are enjoyable alone. Right? It's not like a picture that you see the whole thing at once. You have to hear the entire thing. You put pieces together. In music, you put all the pieces together. And it's a big symphony. You hear how everything comes together that looks or seems fragmented, chopped up in your life. But wow, in this context, it's clear. And when you hear something like this, you feel like everything is coming together for you at that moment. Things are doable. Things are achievable. Life is a symphony. Actually, when you hear these nigunim, you feel like there's a rhythm in your own life. This is the depth of what's actually happening in a song. And there were famous shirim that were written, shiris that were written to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Targum, in the beginning of Shir HaShirim, says there were 10 songs that were ever written, right? No offense to all the people who came up with new songs, but there are only 10. The first one was written by Adam HaRishon when he did tshuva, when he had eaten from the Eitz Hadas, and Shabbos was coming in, and he saw that Shabbos would save him. And he ran toward Shabbos and said, Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. That was the first song. You know why? Because he was returning. The first song was, I have a place to go. The lows in my life have highs too. I hit a big low, but it's all part of one song. He saw Shabbos as an answer. He saw life as ups and downs and as a beautiful mahalach. And every one of these shirim, another one of these 10, is the famous, and this is the most exciting one in the list, according to the Medrash, is Az Yashir. Klal Yisrael come to a sea, right? The enemy's coming. All sides, they're finished, right? There's no clarity. Everything in my life is broken up. All of a sudden, the sea gets split, and better. All the enemies are getting drowned. This is unbelievable. And they're getting drowned exactly like what they did. The really bad guys are floating around like in a spin cycle, right? And the ones who are worse die right away. It's seeing your whole life vindicated. Everything you knew to be true. Klal Yisrael says, this is a time to sing. Why? Because the lows in your life become highs. I always was fascinated. In Az Yashir, there's a part that's scary to say. You know what it is? Amar Oyev, the enemy says, Erdof Hasig, I will pillage them and destroy them. Arr! That's scary. Why do we sing that so happy in Az Yashir? Right? It's scary, right? We don't want to look at that bad guy coming to chase us. You know why? Because we know the end of the song. We know it already. We know that the low has a high. And therefore, with full confidence, the song is so much better the louder they get. In their, boop, there they go, ha! They're in the water. Nice with your Amaro Yever Dofa Sig. Look where you are right now, as wet as could be. And then some, right? Everything comes full circle. Everything comes above and out of what we could have ever imagined. And when you're happy, you just sing. That's the shiras. One of my favorites in this list, and I have a personal connection to this, is Shiras Chana. Shiras Chana. Chana could not have children. And I am zocha many times to get the haftarah of Shiras Chana in yeshiva. And I remember Rosh Hashanahs when someone who was very close to me could not have children. And this shira is so incredibly powerful. But what happened over here? What happened was Chana was someone in terrible pain. Terrible, terrible suffering. She thought her life had no meaning. She looked at every body part. I don't need this part of me for nursing. I don't need this part of me for carrying a kid. I'm a contradiction to anything in life that has any type of movement. Look at me. I have all these parts to rear children, and I can't even use them. This is what she said to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Chana, at one moment, saw her whole life flash in front of her and saw, Chana, every moment of suffering that you thought was a low part of a soul. Every Shmona Esrei that you did became the Shmona Esrei of Klal Yisrael. Do you know that anyone who's a woman's lib person, I want to speak to these women at the wall. I wish I could have a forum with them. What I want to tell the woman at the wall is, listen, I know you would like to pray at the wall, but I just want you to know, every day when I go into Shmona Esrei, I imitate you. I imitate a woman. The entire fifth perek of Brachas is to try to touch Chana's tefillah. All men are trying to be women over here. I don't know why they're rushing to the wall, right? If anything, we should try to be like girls. They shouldn't try to be like men. Okay, a Meshugana Velt. But I'll call upon him when she realized that every one of those Shmona Esreis, every one of those Hishtapchus HaNefeshes, created the Navi, the Manhig Yisrael, Shmuel HaNavi. Shmuel led the entire Klal Yisrael. She saw that she was vindicated. Every moment of pain had movement. Everything came full circle. I remember when I went to the great Rav Kaduri Zatzal. Rav Kaduri was a man who was over 100 years old when I saw him, and I went with somebody who couldn't have children. And it was a very painful thing to go there. And I remember this man, over 100, he looks at this woman, and he just starts laughing. I mean, this is not a time to laugh. This is not a time to laugh. But now I know that this woman has 6 children. You know, 18 years later, I'm laughing too. Because you see the whole picture. But it's not something you can see right away. It's a hearing. Hear this part, hear this part, hear this part, hear this part. Hear them all together, and it turns into a song. And this is the depth of what Rashi means. Rashi says that we don't sing to become happy. We sing when we are happy. What does Rashi say in Erchin and Daf Yud Aleph? Ein Adam Shar Shira Ela Mitoch Simcha V'Tov Levav. You only start singing when you're happy, right? If you hear people humming in the hall, they're happy. Da-da-da-da. When you hear good news, you're strutting around, you're singing. It's a natural expression when you see that your life has something that makes sense or good news. You want to sing because it's an expression of clarity. And you better buckle your seatbelts because I want to tell you a chiddush that I had that's very deep and I believe to be true. The Gemara here in Erchin makes a big esek of the fact that singing makes you not just happy, but it makes you tov lev. Rashi brings a pasuk in Yishaya Samachay, Avda Yaronu Mitov Lev, that my Avadim will sing with a good heart. The Gemara says, over here, the Gemara wants to know, what do you do in the Beis HaMikdash? The Levim sing? Maybe they learn Torah. Because it says, Pekudei Hashem Yisharim Misamchei Lev. If they're supposed to do an Avoda of Simcha, and we know there's Simcha because it says, Tachas Asher Lo Avadata Hashem Elokecha B'Simcha V'Tuv Levav. Avoda has to be happy. So Gemara asks, what's happy avoda? Said singing. No, maybe it's learning Torah. Torah makes you happy. Bikudi Hashem Yisharim Misam Chilev. The Gemara says the most bizarre answer. The Gemara says Torah makes you happy, but it doesn't make you tov lev. It doesn't make you good-hearted. What is going on? Tosa says that's the pshat in the Gemara. Torah makes you happy, but it doesn't make you tov lev. What do the words tov lev mean? Listen to this. This is my present to you guys. This is a chiddush nifla. Chiddush nifla. Tov lev means the following. You might know from Achashverosh, right? When the melech is tov lev b'yayin. What does the words tov lev mean? Tov lev means, ah, I've arrived. The word tov lev means you feel like, ugh. You're sitting, you have your glass of wine, you're on the top of the world. Tov lev. You know what the gematria of Tov Lev is? 49. 49. We've been saying many times in the Shmuz that there are seven days to the week, and the natural order is 7, right? 8 is always above. But 7 is all of nature. We also said last week that there are 7 chords in music. right? Until Mashiach comes, there'll be 8. And right now, there are 7. We also said that whenever you want to see something in full expression, you multiply it by itself. If you want to see 7 in its fullest form, it's 7 times 7, which is 49, right? That's the whole process of Sfiras HaOmer. It's all development. If you want to hear a song that puts your entire life into context, it's 7 times 7. It's a song that comes from Tov Lev, where you feel like everything is working out. You're living with 49, all 49 levels. You can put everything into context in your life. And it's not by coincidence that what's the first word of Az Yashir? The first word of Az Yashir is Aleph Zion, Az. Aleph is 1 and Zion is 7. When Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael saw the direction of the Jewish people, they saw there's seven, but there's something above, there's 8. They swam to a different place. They understood that life is deeper. And even more than that, there's something very bothersome from the Kuznetz Maggid, a little bit of Chassidus HaTorah to warm our hearts. Chassidus HaTorah. The Kuznetz Maggid asked the very basic question, okay? We know there was a big wrestling match between none other than Yaakov Avinu and Soro Shel Esav. They were wrestling, Adolos HaShachar, fighting each other. And Yaakov was able to pin him down. He says, let me go! Chazal say, what did he want to do? He said, this is my big break. Every Malach gets one time to say Shira, to sing. And I want to go, I want to sing in front of Hashem. Wow, what a terrible time to have an appointment with Hashem, right, during a wrestling match. Frech the Kuznetzer Maggid. Why didn't he change his schedule, this Malach? He could have waited till tomorrow to fight Yaakov. One thing I know is you never fight Yaakov Avinu when it's your big day to sing in Shemayim. That thing I know, my mother always told me, you never do something like that. And yet we find, over here, he's wrestling with him at the wrong, please let me go, I'm going to be late, right? Don't mess with Yaakov Avinu right before your appointment with Hashem that you've been waiting for an eternity for. Says the Kuznetzer Maggid, you're going to be blown away. You're going to be blown away. He says, no. He wasn't late for an appointment. He says, what's the whole idea of the Soro Shel Esav? He is our Yetzer Hara. And he was trying to fight Yaakov Avinu. And he's trying to send him this Nisayan and that Nisayan. And Yaakov's responding back and not getting intimidated. And he said Yaakov had full strength because he was able to take a rock off of a well, and he was somebody who could have been tempted to all the taivas and all the arayas and all terrible things. And Yaakov was fighting and fighting. Finally, Yaakov won. And you know what happened? Deep down, the Yetzer Hara, the Zohar says this beferish, likes getting beaten. He puts up a great fight. Right? He really does, but at the end of the day, he winks at you if he loses, because his whole purpose is to mess with you like crazy, but he wants you to win. When Yaakov Avinu tackled the Malach said, I did my shlichus! You won! Now I get to sing a song about my whole existence, that I finally have meaning here. I've been causing poor Bachrim to take peeks at this and peeks at that, and everybody's been spitting at me wherever I go, and they don't realize that my whole purpose is to bring people to Olam Haba. This is my big moment. Let me go because you tackled me, and now I will go up to Shamayim, and I'll show how everything comes full circle. How all the lows in every person's life have highs. How everything is a full circle. The Svasemis says the word shir is not just circle, but the word shura, to see things straight, to be able to have clarity. And it's more than that. I had this ha'ara when my oldest daughter became bas mitzvah. My wife prepared a slideshow, and I'm a very emotional guy. Right? You haven't seen anything over here. Right? Especially with my kids. You know, I remember the first time that one of my daughters, they had this thing. At the last day of Gan, they show you a picture of your daughter on the first day of Gan and a picture on the last day. And like, I don't think anyone was prepared for this. When the Ganenet showed it to me, I'm like, it was a sight. Anyway, I haven't looked at them after. I can't handle this. Rabbi Stryker knows exactly what I'm talking about. Anyway, I'll call upon him. Al Kol Panim, I saw this slideshow. It was to Baruch Levine's Moedim Anachnu Lach. And there was a picture of little Dovi, that's me. I had huge glasses and a really ugly sweater on. And I was on the lap of my grandfather. And part of this video was showing little Dovi and my wife. And this whole song, seeing all these pictures in a musical context of Moedim, changed my Moedim. And I realized that this is a soundtrack of my life. Pashut, music can function as a soundtrack for your life. A person has a life, and when they see it in a musical context, it can make them so much different. It can make them so much deeper. It can make them so much more emotional. If I would have just seen those pictures, okay, I would have been affected. But when you see it in the musical context, it's Pashut a soundtrack. And that soundtrack tells a vec how you're going to see the thing. Right? Imagine one of these horror, you guys wouldn't know from these things, but there are things that the Goyim watch called horror films, right? So they have to pick, there's a guy who comes with a knife, and they're, the music is going, right? I have a great idea for a horror flick. This will actually make money, okay? At that scary scene, all of a sudden the guy comes with a knife. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Right? Obviously that won't go. Why? It's the wrong soundtrack. If you have the wrong soundtrack, you don't understand what's flying over here. It totally distorts everything you're doing. Why do we sing on Shabbos? You know, there's a whole book of Zmiris that Rishonim put together. Rishonim aren't usually making kumzitzes for us. They're usually on the shelf. Rashbas, Ritvas, they're always telling us of art. Now everybody's, Acheinu. What happened to Shabbos? What happened to all the Rishonim over here? Everyone's singing. Singing, singing, singing. You know what happened? Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. If you want to experience Shabbos, you know what Shabbos is? It says in Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, Bifroach Rishoyim Kemo Etzev. The Rishayim sprout out like grass. They come up very quickly. And it seems like they're going to take over the world. Like you come back after Arbana Zmanim and you look at your lawn and it grew so quickly. Tzadik katamar yifrach ke'erez volvonon yisgur. A tzadik grows slow like a tree, like a cedar tree. It's so slow, slow, slow. Right? Why? Why are there bifrach Rishayim kemo esef? Lisham damadiyad! So that, bam, at the end, they fall. Imagine you take a guy, and you go, hey, you want to see all of New Jersey? And he's like, yeah. And you pick him up. It's like, wow, there's my house. And wow, there's my friend's house. I could see Lakewood from up here. Wow, wow. Goes to Hollywood. The higher he goes, the bigger the splatter. That's what it means in Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. Bifroach Rishayim Kemo Etzev. Do you know why the Rishayim are so mutzlach in this world? Because that's the low part of the song. But then, Lisham Dam Adayat. It all comes together. And if someone doesn't sing on Shabbos, they don't experience Shabbos. The soundtrack of Shabbos is singing. Shabbos is a song. Whoever doesn't sing on Shabbos is missing the experience of seeing these things. And even more, this is a delicious chiddush that came during Shmoneh Esrei. It says in Musaf Rosh, it's okay, it was in the Shmoneh Esrei, don't worry. It wasn't, it's mutter. It says in the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, we're talking about getting to the Beis HaMikdash. And it says, U'bishirei David Abdecha ha'nishmoyim bi'irecha. It says, we'll hear the sounds of the Levian. Their songs will be heard in the city and that they're said in front of the Mizbeach. And I was bothered. Why does it say that they're heard in the city? What is the importance of being heard in the city? They were said in front of the Mizbeach, but they're adding that they were heard in the city. Pshat is Pashut. In Yerushalayim, they didn't just sing this Miris in the Mizbeach. The air permeated with these miris. They were nishmayim bi'irecha. When you came to Yerushalayim, you heard these sounds. You heard the niggin. This was the soundtrack of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is a place called Shoem. It's a place where everything comes together. Ir shechubra le'yachdav. This is a place of song, of connection. And I asked my Rebbe, I was nichnas al HaKadosh, pachad pchadim. Something was bothering me, I was going mad from the Shaila. Mad. I saw in the Maral, in many places, that he says Shira is judgment. Is judgment. And I could not wrap my head around this. For years, I was going crazy. Shira, I asked my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapiro Zatzal. I came to him in trepidation. Every time I would ask him a question, it was in great fear. Shira is judgment. Rabbeinu Bechai in Parshas Naso says Levim are din, are judgment. I got really confused here because whenever I listen to a song, I'm in a great mood. If you ask me, the most ava, the most chesed in the world is song. So I was nichnas to my Rebbe. How could we say that a Levi who sings in the Beis HaMikdash, who's playing that beautiful guitar, who's playing that beautiful harp, is judgment? What judgment is there over there? And how could judgment make you happy? And he answered me in a way that was so simple that I was embarrassed I asked the question. He said, do you understand what music is? Music is everything exactly where it's supposed to be. It's a total circle. It's seeing the enemy in his full strength, in your life, your own challenges, whether it be your sorrow shel Esav, whether it be an actual enemy, Amar Oyever Dofasi, Gachalei Shalal, whether it be not having a child, a struggle you're going through, and it's seeing how life goes full circle, how everything is true justice. There is a justice. Everything's in its proper place. He says, when someone hears a song, they're hearing the way the world is supposed to be, real justice. Real justice, that the world is a symphony of HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranging all of the instruments and all of the beats in order to hear. And that's why you're happy. And he said to me, that's what Levim are. Levim are people, when a carbon's going up, they can teach you how this could be seen as a song. We're sending something up to Shamayim, and you want to see how Shamayim and Arutz are connected? Listen to the song and listen to the music. And it's even more than that. This is my own Tosefes. First of all, it says, Yoru Mishpatecha LeYaakov by Levi in Parshas Vayechi. Levi is the one who brings Mishpat to the world. He brings judgment and song. Coincidence? I don't think so. And also, you know what his other job was? Psichas and Skiras Delassos, opening and closing doors in the Beis HaMikdash. Levi was a bouncer, you'll excuse me for saying. He would open and close doors. That's din. You come in, you don't. You come in, you don't. It was all about arranging what should come in, what should come out. That is the way Hashem created what song is. That's the tachlis of all this. And when a person has the wrong soundtrack, they're in big trouble. They're in big trouble. Because they end up thinking that things in life go together that don't go together. They end up thinking that a married guy is a low in a song, but an affair, Arias, is the high point of the song. And if you listen to enough of these songs, you start to really get confused and say, where is the harmony in all this? It's over there. When a person struts in the halls because they were just exercising to work out music, but they're strutting in the halls humming a beat, they're humming a beat of the wrong soundtrack. And when they go anywhere, the way they see the world is through that. I was stuck in a cab, right? And I always say, can you please shut the radio? When it's a Hebrew song, it doesn't bother me as much. I don't know what they're talking about anyway, and it doesn't speak to me. I don't like it. But I was in this cab. I could not help myself. The most ridiculous song. I was so enjoying how ridiculous it was. It was, this guy says, he sings, and they're like very excited to hear the song. Katavti lach michtav. I wrote you a letter. Shalachti lach prachim. I sent you flowers. Very nice. Hakol haya l'shav. Everything is for naught. Amart zelomatim. You said you just don't think that we're compatible. So it was fine the first time. Then they played it over and over and over. There were no other songs. I'm like, this guy needs a psychologist. Like, what is going on? And like, at some point, you're like, oh! And then I went to another cab, and again, katavti lach michtav. I'm like, no! But after a while, you start experiencing these things as your life. People who have never even, they're like picturing, here's my flowers, here's my michtav. And they're living in this la-la land. And it affects them in the most emotional way. as happy as someone who says Shiru lo zamru lo sichu b'chol neflosav is as emotionally attached, someone who is, who's listening to the wrong beat, to the wrong harmony. All the downs and the ups are totally mixed up. And it happened to Atana. The Gemara in Chagiga on Daf Tesvav says, how did Acher, Elisha ben Avuya, make the big mistake of going up to Shamayim, seeing the ministering angel, Matat, and saying that he was the Rabbonu Shalom, which is Avodah Zarah, and then become Napi Koreth, right? My Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapiro, said this is the hardest thing in history to understand, how a Tana could go off the Derech. Anyone who understands what a Tana is doesn't understand how this happened. This was the most paladic thing in history. The Gemara asks it. You know what the Gemara says? The Gemara says in one Teretz that he was humming Greek songs. Greek songs. He was humming Greek songs. So Rashi says, Rashi doesn't deal with the Greek part. Rashi says he was humming songs after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Marsha says, what are you talking about? Very harif against Rashi. He says, it says Greek songs. And he says that we find earlier in the Gemara that he had read certain books that were inappropriate. And it was the songs that did him in. According to the Marsha, what's Pshat? If he was reading books, why did the songs do him in? The answer is Pashat, and that's why he was humming them. This became the soundtrack of his life. Everywhere he went, even when he went to Shemayim, the jukebox was going. And we know this, that the music just keeps going and going and affecting everything we're doing. And I think that's even Pshat in Rashi. Rashi says, what was his problem? He was listening to music during the Churban. What's so terrible? That's the wrong soundtrack. Acher, who was a Tana, shouldn't be listening to music during Churban HaBayis, because it's not a time to experience clarity when you're in a time of darkness. And Lefi Madre Gosso, he was in the wrong world. And if you're in the wrong world, when you get up there and you see a ministering angel, you see everything topsy-turvy. This is something that influences us so much. The music we listen to can let us swim to Shamayim. We have to be understanding of its power over us. And the emotions that it gives us that are lies are so powerful. One of the Bachram in our yeshiva told me last week, after the shmuz, he said, I remember I was a little kid in a car going to cheder with an uncle who was playing secular music in the car. And he says, I remember vividly that I said, I'm going to school right now, but this is the life. That was the first time he had a desire to just see the world differently. You know why? Because it's so good. Listen to the song. It's such a full circle. It's a full circle of lies. It's the counter of Shiru lo, Zamru lo, Sichu bo neflosav is just keep singing and singing and put those beats on. Don't ever take them off. And you will just sing yourself to the grave. We have the ability to be mechaber ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should be zeicha, Shiru lo, Zamru lo, Sichu b'chol neflosav.